Black Wall Street Chronicles and we're back at it again. Give me 1 second. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I'm gonna sit down. Yes, today I'm going to be talking about the history of jazz. Jazz is considered to be an American classical music. It's very important to the African American community in the whole country. But before we get started, I have some announcements. If you want to listen to my podcast, you can follow me on BlackCog840 on Instagram. BlackCog840 on Instagram. You can go to my bios, and when you go to my bios, it has my Twitch account, my Twitter account, and my Facebook. All right? Now, I hope y'all guys is all doing well in this pandemic. We just had Hurricane Ida here in the States. Has hit the United States of America very hard. The hurricane was so powerful that when it became a tropical storm, the remnants of Hurricane Ida caused a lot of flooding in the city of New York. So it was really bad. I hope y'all well, y'all doing sleep. Please social distance or wear your mask. I'm not gonna tell you to get a vaccine or not, that's up to you. Make sure that you are exercising and you're in shape. Alrighty, so now I'm gonna talk about the history of jazz. Jazz is a music genre that originated in the African-American communities of New Orleans, Louisiana, United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, with its roots in blues and ragtime. Since the 1920s jazz age, it has been recognized as a major form of musical expression in the tradition and popular music. Linked by the common bonds of African-American and European-American musical heritage, jazz is characterized by swinging blues notes, complex chords, and a response vocal, polyrhythms, and improvisation. Jazz has roots in West African culture, musical expression, and its African-American music traditions. The stylistic origins of jazz is blues, ragtime, spirituals, folk, marches, classical, West African music. The subgenres of jazz are avant-garde, jazz, bebop, big band, chamber jazz, cool jazz, free jazz, gypsy jazz, hard bop, Latin jazz, mainstream jazz, model jazz, and bass, neo-bop, post-bop, progressive jazz, soft jazz, swing, third string, traditional jazz. The fusion genres is acid jazz, afrobeat, bluegrass, bossa nova, dance band, folk jazz, free funk, hoopla, indo jazz, jam jazz, jazz core, jazz funk, jazz fusion, jazz rap, club, mambo, manga, sound, new jazz, neo soul, hump jazz, SKA jazz, smooth jazz, swing, revival, western, sing, and world fusion. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to take me to Jazz Wednesdays at World Trade Center. That's when the World Trade Center buildings were still up, and that was my first introduction to jazz. As jazz spread around the world, it drew on national, regional, and local music genres, which gave rise to different styles. New Orleans jazz began in the early 1910s, combining earlier brass band marches, French quadrilles, begun ragtime blues with collective funny improvisation. In the 1930s, heavily arranged dance-oriented swing bands, Kansas City jazz, a hard swinging, bluesy, improvisational style, and gypsy jazz, a style that emphasized musette waltz, was the prominent styles. Bebop emerged in the 1940s, shifting jazz from danceable popular music towards a more challenging music, which was played at faster tempos and used more chord-based improvisation. Cool jazz developed near the end of the 1940s, including calmer, smoother sounds and long linear melody lines. The mid-1950s showed the emergence of hard bop, which introduced influence for rhythm and blues, gospel, and blues, especially in the saxophone and piano playing. Model jazz developed this late 1950s using a more or musical scale as the basis of musical structure and improvisation, as did free jazz, which explored playing without regular meter, beat, and formal structures. Jazz rock fusion appeared in the late 1960s to late 1970s, combining jazz improvisation with rock music rhythms, electronic instruments, and highly amplified stage sound. In the early 1980s, a commercial from jazz fusion called Smooth Jazz became successful, garnering significant radio airplay of other styles and genres born in the 2000s, such as Latin and Afro-Cuban jazz. American jazz composer, lyricist, and pianist Ludwig Beck made an early contribution to the genre's ethnology. The word jazz has resulted in considerable research, and its history is well documented. It is believed to relate to jazz, a slang term dating back into the 1860s, meaning pep energy. The earliest written record of the word in 1912 article in Los Angeles, in which a minor league baseball pitcher described a pitch, which he called a jazz ball, because it wobbles and you can't do anything with it. That's a smudge on my television screen. The use of the word in musical context was documented as 1915 in the Chicago Daily Tribune as the first documented use in a musical context in New Orleans was in November 14, 1916. Times became article jazz bands. In an interview with National Public Radio, musician Booby Blake offered his recollections of the slang connotations of the term, saying when Broadway picked it up, it was called jazz. It wasn't called that, it was called jazz. That was dirty, and if you know what it was, you wouldn't say it in front of the ladies. The American Dialect Society named it in the word of the 20th century. Jazz is difficult to define because it encompasses a wide range of music spanning a period over 100 years from ragtime to rock and fusion. Attempts have been made to define jazz from the perspective of other musical traditions, such as European music history or African music. But critic Jacome Ernest Blunt believes that the terms of the references definition should be broader. Defining jazz as a form of art music which originated in the United States through the confrontation of Negro with European music. And arguing that it differs from European music and then jazz has a special relation to the time defined as swing. Jazz involves a spontaneous vitality of music production where the improvisation plays a role and contains the sonority and manner of phrasing which mirrors the individuality of the performing jazz musician. In my opinion of Robert Krishna, most of us will say that deinventing meaning while letting loose is the essence of promise of jazz. A broader definition that encompasses different eras of jazz has been proposed by Travis Jackson. It is music that includes qualities such as swing, improvisation, group interaction, developing an individual voice and being open to musical possibilities. Dream Gilbert argued that jazz as a construct which denotes a number of musics with enough in common to be understood as a part of a coherent tradition. In contrast to commentators who argue for excluding types of jazz, musicians are sometimes reluctant to define the music that they play. Duke Ellington's one of the jazz's most famous figures, said, "It's all music." Elements and issues. Although jazz is considered to be difficult to define, in part because it contains many subgenres, improvisation is one of the defining elements. The centrality of improvisation is attributed to the influence of earlier forms of music, such as blues, a form of folk music which arose in a part of work songs and field hollers of American slaves on plantations. These work songs were commonly structured around a repetitive call and response pattern. But the early Beatles has also improvised classic musical performances as a validated more biased infidelity to the musical score, which less attention to given to interpretation, orientation, and accompaniment. The classical performer's goal is to play the composition as it's written. In jazz, it is often characterized by the product of interaction and collaboration, placing less values on the contribution of the composer. If there is one or more of the performer, the jazz performer interprets a tune in individual ways, never playing the same composition twice, depending on the performer's mood, experience, and interaction with the band members or audience members. The performer may change melodies, harmonies, and time signatures. In early Dixieland, aka New Orleans, jazz performers took everything playing melodies and improvising counter melodies. In the swing era of 1920s and 40s, big bands relied more on arrangements which were written or learned by ear or memorized. Soloists improvised within these arrangements. In the bebop era of the 1940s, big band gave way to small groups and minimal arrangements in which the melody was stated briefly at the beginning and most of the piece was improvised. Model jazz abandoned chord progressions to allow musicians to improvise even more. Many forms of jazz are soloists are supported by the rhythmic section of one or more chordal instruments, piano, guitar, double bass, and drums. The rhythm section chords a rhythm that outlines the composition structure and complemented soloists. In avant-garde and free jazz, the separation of soloists and band was reduced. There is a license or even requirement for the abandoning of chords, scales, and meters. Jazz and race. Some African American jazz has drawn attention to African American contributions to culture and history. For others, jazz is a reminder of the oppression of racist society and the restrictions on artistic visions. The Honor Baraka argues that there is a white jazz genre that expresses whiteness. White jazz musicians appear in the Midwest and other areas throughout the U.S., Papa Jack Lane, Miranda Reliance band in New Orleans in the 1910s, was called the father of white jazz. The original Dixieland jazz band, whose members were white, was the first jazz group to record, and Vicks Bergamot was one of the prominent jazz soloists of the 1920s. The Chicago style was developed by white musicians such as Eddie Condon, Bud Fink, and Jimmy Pritlin, and Dave Tolle. Although Chicago, such as Big Goodman and Gene Cooper, became members of swing during the 1930s. Many bands include both black and white musicians. These musicians helped change the attitude towards race in the U.S. Female jazz supporters and composers have contributed to jazz throughout its history. Although Betty Carter, Ella Fitzgerald, Audrey Hall, Billie Holiday, Abby Lincoln, and Anita O'Day, Dinah Washington and Ethel Waters was recognized for their vocal talent. Less familiar were band leaders. Composers and instrumentalists such as pianist Ian Harden, Armstrong, and trumpeter Barbara Snow, and songwriters Irene Higginbottom and Dorothy Fields. Women became playing instruments in the jazz in the early 1920s, drawing participle recognition on piano. When male jazz musicians was drafted during World War II, many female bands replaced them. The International Sweethearts for Rhythm was founded in 1937, was a popular band, became the first all-female integrated band in the U.S., and the first to travel to U.S. Ultura in Europe in 1945. One of the members of the big bands of Woody Herman and Gerald Wilson. Beginning in the 1950s, many women jazz instruments were prominent, some sustaining long careers. Some of the most distinctive improvisers, composers, and band leaders in jazz have been women. Trombonist Melba Liston is acknowledged as the first female horn player to work in major bands and make a real impact on jazz, not only as a musician, but also as a respected composer and stranger, particularly through her collaborations with Randy Weston from the late 1950s into the 1990s. Origins and early history. Jazz originated in the late 1900s and the late 20th century, in the late 19th century to early 20th century, as interpretations of American and European classical music intertwined with African and slave folk songs and the influence of West African culture. Its composition and style have changed many times throughout the years, with each performance, personal interpretation, and improvisation, which is also the greatest appeal to the genre. In the late 18th century, slaves in New Orleans area gathered socially as a special market, in an era which later known as Congress Square, famous for its African dances. By 1866, the Atlanta slave trade had brought nearly 400,000 Africans to North America. The slaves came largely from West Africa and Greater Congo River Basin and brought strong musical traditions with them. African traditions primarily used single-line melody, call-and-response pattern, and the rhythms of a countermetric structure reflect African speech patterns. In 1885, account says that they was making strange music on equally strange variety instruments, washboards, wash tubs, jugs, boxes, beaten with sticks and bones, and a drum made for stretching skin over a floral barrel. Lavish festivals with African-based dances too were organized on Sundays at Place Congo or Square in New Orleans until 1843. There were historical amounts of other music and dance gatherings elsewhere in the southern United States. Robert Palmer said of percussive slave music. Usually such music was associated with annual festivals. When the year crop was harvested, it several days were set aside in celebration. As late as 1861, a traveler in North Carolina saw dancers dressed in costumes that included horn dresses and cowtails, and heard music combined by scoops and covered gumbo pots, apparently a frame drum, triangles and jawbones furnishing an auxiliary percussion. There are a few accounts for the southern states of Louisiana dating from 1820 to 1850. Some of the earliest Mississippi Delta settlers came from the vicinity of New Orleans, where the drummers was never actively discouraged for a long time, and homemade drums were used to accompany public dancing until the outbreak of the Civil War. Black Coast outlawed drumming of a slave, which meant the African drummers were not preserved in North America, unlike Cuba, Haiti, and elsewhere in the Caribbean. African-based women were retained in the United States in a large part of body rhythm, such as stomping, clapping, and
pointing to the hands. It should be still on the chair.
Jazz historian Ernest Borman, but preceding New Orleans jazz, 1890 was Afro-Latin music, similar to what was played in the Caribbean at the time. A three-stroke pattern known as Cuban music as Tristello, and a fundamental rhythmic feature had in many different slave musics of the Caribbean, as well as the Afro-Caribbean folk dances before. former New Orleans Compton Square. And Kopnik's compulsions, for example, souvenirs. From Hava, Trezor is the most basic and most prevalent double pulse remnant cell in sub-Saharan Africa music traditions and the music of the African diaspora. Give me a second. Trezor was heard primarily in New Orleans' second round of music and other forms of popular music from that day from the turn of the 20th century to present. And by law, the simpler African rhythmic patterns survived to jazz because they can be adapted more readily to European rhythmic conceptions. Jazz historian observed some survives, other was discarded as the European progression started. In post-Civil War period, African Americans were using surplus military-based drums and snare drums and rifles. And in a Mitchell African American drum and fife music emerged, featuring translittal and related synapses with rhythmic figures. This was a drumming tradition that was distinct from its Caribbean counterparts, especially a unique African American sensibility. Snare and the bass. Drummers provide synoptic crossover. Observed the writer Robert Palmer stating that his tradition was dated back to the later half of the 19th century, in which it could have not developed in the first place as it had been a present law upon the great sophistication and the culture that it nurtured. Signing off.